بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد still continuing with our belief regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the creator of good and evil. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created both, He prefers the good over the evil. Darkness and light, cleanliness and filth, angels and devils, pious and impious are all of His creations. He prefers the good over the bad. However, to attribute only evil to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contrary to respect and etiquette. It is inappropriate to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of evil or the creator of filth and swine. One should rather say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Belief number 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from the qualities of the creation. He possesses all qualities of perfection. He is pure and free from all faults, deficiencies and innovations. He is not restricted to a body or matter, neither to place or time. He is free from temporary qualities like sitting, walking, eating, drinking, sickness, health, grief, old age and youth, etc. In His existence, there is no consideration of place or time. All these are creations of His. He is free from limbs and body parts. In the Quran and Hadith, wherever such qualities are mentioned, then one of the following two approaches can be adopted. Number one, the meaning is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only He knows the reality. We believe in it without delving into their meaning. This is a better course of action. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, "It is He who has sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book. In it are verses that are precise. They are the foundation of the book, and others are unspecific. As for those in whose heart is deviation, they will follow that of which is unspecific, which is not very clear, seeking discord and seeking an interpretation suitable to themselves. And no one knows its true interpretation except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those firm in knowledge say, we believe in it. All of it is from our sustainer. And no one will be reminded except those of understanding." وَمَا يَذَكَّرُوا إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. People of intellect, understanding, they will take this lesson and advice. That's one meaning. So when you get certain things in the Quran, like the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that one meaning is that this meaning is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows the reality. We believe in it. We don't delve into the meaning. The second is, an appropriate meaning can be rendered by which one can understand them. For example, reference to the hand of Allah is made in the Quran. It is best to leave the meaning of this to the knowledge of Allah ta'ala and to keep silent about it. If this cause is not adopted, then some appropriate meaning should be given. Example, hand refers to power. One should not regard this meaning as the true or only meaning. Instead, one should regard this meaning as a possible explanation. Giving explanations to words of this sort is not the work of everyone, but should be left to the learned scholars. Belief number 10, Allah Ta'ala has comprehensive knowledge of all conditions that prevail in the world, whether good or bad, before it even occurs. And Allah Ta'ala creates all conditions according to His knowledge. This is referred to as taqdeer. There are many wisdoms in creating evil which few people can understand. Belief number 11, Allah Ta'ala has blessed man with the faculty of intellect and will, due to which man carries out actions of virtue and sin by his own choice. Man does not possess the ability to create his own actions. Rather, they are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to man's choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased when a person chooses to sin, and Allah becomes pleased when he chooses to do acts of virtue. Belief number 12, Allah Ta'ala has not commanded His servants to carry out such actions which are beyond their capabilities. And belief number 13, there is nothing binding upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever favors He showers upon us is solely due to His grace and kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us yaqeen and reality for all of these beliefs. Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the sixth Juz, sixth para was recited. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Iman and Kufr. Those people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and they want to differentiate between them, and they say that we believe in some Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, we don't believe in some Anbiya alayhi salam, or it can also mean that we believe in some portions of the books, some of the Anbiya alayhi salam teachings, and some portions we don't believe in it. And they want to make a middle path in between. Allah says, "Ulaika humul kafiruna haqqa." These are the actual kafirs and disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed prepared for the kuffar and disbelievers a very disgraceful punishment. So in Islam, a person cannot decide to choose certain portions of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave out certain portions. But whatever is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to make our own funny interpretations of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to our understanding. Some ulama have mentioned this meaning also. If they want to take a middle path, so certain ayat of the Quran Sharif they interpret according to their understanding. So we can fit in with other religions, for example, we can fit in with other ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees this is kufr and disbelief. The person should completely abstain from it. Then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Bani Israel, or the Jews especially, and the evil qualities which they had within them. They broke their pact and promise which they had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of the evils, they were punished. Eventually a time came when they tried to kill the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and their hearts became hardened. And with kufr and disbelief, the people who were trying to benefit them, they became their enemies. And they actually went to killing them. They tried to kill Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and they actually said, we kill Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. But it's our belief, and the Quran says, وَمَا قَتَلُوا. They did not kill him. They did not crucify him. But they were placed into doubt regarding him. Well, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala has raised Isa alayhi salatu wa salam to the heavens. And before Qiyamah, definitely Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will come down. This is our belief. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, coming to the end of the surah, all about Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, that O people of the Ahl Kitab, لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. Do not make hulu and excesses in your deen. And do not say anything against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the truth. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was Isa, the son of Maryam. He was a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was not a god. And even Isa alayhi salatu wa salam wasn't shy of being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor the angels also. So why must a person have this pride and arrogance to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala says that a person who has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and holds firm unto the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will enter him into his mercy and rahmat and kindness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one example of it, where to follow, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that even the juz'iyat, the finer details, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed by means of in the Quran some places, in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even much more detail. For example, the inheritance of the sisters, people asked about that. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the inheritance of the sisters. So some of us didn't say that it shows Allah saying that you have to have iman in Allah and His Rasul, not only in the kulliyat, in the usul and principles, but even in the juziyat, in the finer details. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all of this in great detail. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَضِلُّ. So that a person doesn't go misguided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us what a beautiful deen. And that's why in the next surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great favor which Allah has granted to us. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. That today I have perfected for you your deen. And I have completed my favor upon you. The deen of Islam is a great favor which Allah Ta'ala has granted to us. So Allah said, I have given you completely and perfectly the ni'mat and bounty of Islam. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am happy that Islam is a deen and a way of life for you people. When a Jewish person heard this, he told Umar radiallahu anhu that if it was us, we would have had an Eid day on such a verse being revealed. That your deen is complete, it's perfect, it will remain till the day of Qiyamah, it will not be abrogated. Umar radiallahu anhu says, no, definitely it was an Eid, it was a double Eid. I remember when this Eid was revealed, it came down on the day of Arafat, the Hajj day, which is the day of Eid for us, a very great day, the greatest day in the year. And also it was the day of Jumu'ah, it was a Friday, it was two of our Eid when this Eid was revealed. So it was a very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should actually make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are taught the dua in the morning and evening to recite رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم رَسُولَ وَنَبِيَا. Person reads it in the morning, reads it in the evening. Great virtues are mentioned for reading this. And not only just to read it, but to have this yaqeen and conviction in our heart, or to bring the conviction that I am happy with Allah. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا, as my Rabb and Creator and Sustainer. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi, and Islam is my deen, is my way of life. I'm happy with it. It must not only be qawl, our statement, it must become hal, our condition also. That a person has the love and conviction of Islam in his heart. This surah is Surah Ma'idah. In the beginning of the Quran, we ask Allah Ta'ala for hidayat. Allah give us hidayat on the straight path and save us from misguidance. In Surah Baqarah, Allah warns us about the Jews. They are very dangerous. Then in Surah Ali Imran about the Christians, we are asked to look after, protect ourselves. Another fitna which can come is Nisa. Is the women folks in Surah Nisa. All the fitnas and evils, a person can protect himself. Ma'idah is the dastarkhan, the tablecloth, food. Many people go misguided because of food. They make food the object of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us about the Ma'ida, the Dasturkhan. This is one explanation some ulama have given. Other ulama have given an explanation that in Surah Baqarah, Allah is showing us all the evils of the Jews and Ali Imran of the Christians, and Surah Nisa of all the women folk, of the Arab people, where they became misguided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us about that. And in Surah Ma'idah, many of the Arabs, the customs which they had, the men amongst them, what evil they used to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is correcting many of these their actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the first thing is, O people of Iman, awfu bil uqud, fulfill all your pacts and promises. We have got pacts and promises which we make. One is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person says La ilaha illallah, he doesn't just say La ilaha illallah. He's actually, the minute you are, like when a person says Nakahtuha, I'm getting married to you, he tells his wife. So now that's a promise which he has made to his wife, that I will look after you, I will fulfill all your rights and your responsibilities. Now after 3 months, 6 months, she goes home, she goes to the Qadi and she says, my husband is not fulfilling my rights. He's not giving me no food, no clothing. So then she called to call her husband. Her husband said, I only said I'm getting married to her. I never said I'm going to give her food, I'm going to give her clothing. So he said, automatically when you say the nikah to her, I'm getting married to you, all the other duties and responsibilities come in there. So when a person says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, it doesn't just mean, I said the kalima, now I'm a Muslim. But now there are many responsibilities which a person has to fulfill. When you said Muhammadur Rasulullah, now I have to become a true servant or a true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a pact which a person has made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to fulfill that pact. And then together with that, awfu bil, is a pact which you make with the creation. You promise somebody something, you do a business deal with somebody, you sign a contract with somebody. So it's the duty of a Muslim, he must make sure he fulfills his pact and his promises. This is a sign of a munafiq and a hypocrite, that when he promises somebody, then he goes against his promise. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of this pact which he has made with us, promise pact. For example, our food, what a food must a person eat. A person, some things Allah has made haram for a person. So this is a pact which is part of the pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram for us, because there was great harm in there. For the Bani Israel, there were certain things which were made haram because of as a punishment to the Bani Israel. But for the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever was made haram was only because there was great harm for a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, example, that maita, animal carrion, which has died, just dies like that, or blood, Allah has made it haram upon you people, the flesh of the swine, and whatever Allah's name has not taken upon that animal, and many, many other kinds of animals which just die like just die suddenly, naturally, through natural causes, all of these Allah has made haram upon you people, and Allah has made halal upon you people when Allah Ta'ala's name is taken upon it. So this is one thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one pact which we have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that to fulfill this pact, we need to help and assist one another with good qualities, and to save oneself from guna and sin. We need to remind one another, and never ever help one another على الإثم والعدوان, to commit sins and to oppress other people. We should not help, but we should always assist one another with the good qualities and piety. When we assist one another and help one another, it helps the person now to remain steadfast on the steps which we have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a great bounty which He has granted to us, and that is the bounty of wuzu. What a great bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And then also great is the bounty of ghusl. When a person is impure, when a person has to have a ghusl, these are great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, when a person cannot even make wuzu, he cannot make ghusl, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him the great bounty of tayammum, which is a speciality of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah does not desire to make it difficult upon you people, but Allah wants to purify you people, physically also and spiritually also, and all of these, and so that He can complete His ni'mat and bounty upon you people. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this bounty of wudu, of being able to make ghusl, tayammum? These are great bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us, and there is internal purity, there is external purity for a person. How beautiful is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also very important, كُنُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. A person must be just and fair in his affairs, especially when he goes to court. Must be very, very particular. There are two reasons why normally a person is not fair, is not just, or in all his matters in life. One is because of love for somebody. That in the fifth para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمَ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Sometimes you have to pass judgment against your own self. Sometimes because of your parents, close family members. So a person is not just because of love. He's got excessive love for somebody, so he takes the part of his parents or his brothers or his children. So he is not fair in a decision which he makes. Sometimes a person doesn't make a decision fairly because of enmity of somebody. وَلَّا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Enmity of a person, you don't notice normally in our family matters, somebody is against our family member, so we take his part. Because he's my family, I have to. This is called عَتَبِيَةِ in deen. Even though I know my family person is wrong, but no, I must take his part. And somebody you don't like, that person will make sure we go against him. And if you got 5 faults, we find 10 faults in that person. So a person is not fair and just in his matters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, اِعْدِلُوا. Be fair and just. هُوْ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. This is closer towards taqwa and piety. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي اللَّهِ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Exactly what a person is doing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the fact which he had taken with the Bani Israel. And Allah ta'ala had told them, and this is for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if we want the ma'iyat, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are certain qualities which we have to bring into our lives. One is أَقَمْتُمْ الصَّلَاةَ, to make iqamati salah, perfection in our salah, giving of our zakat, believing in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ, in helping and assisting the deen of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, وَأَقْرَبْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, and to give a qarzi hasana. Qarzi hasana means to give wealth and spend your wealth besides zakat, because zakat was already mentioned. But besides this, a person must spend his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, assisting, helping people, either by giving loans to people, or in other ways a person can give in the path of Allah, establishing madaris and whatever other things there. So a person is giving a qarz. When you give a qarz in a loan, definitely you know you're going to get back. If a person is a trustworthy person, you're going to get back. So when we are giving a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has given us, then we can expect a very, very great reward. Allah gives much, much more back to His bandas and servants. Allah says, when you will fulfill the pact, then you will get my ma'iyat, you will get my closeness, I will forgive your sins, and I will enter you into Jannah. But unfortunately, the Bani Israel, many of them, they broke their pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la'annahum, we cursed them, and we made their hearts hard. And the meanings of the book, or sometimes even the physical words, they started changing it. And they started making their own interpretations of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they went completely misguided because of the siyah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about their misguidance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one thing which happens normally because of breaking pacts and promises is evil qualities are created in a person. And one quality which is created is buzdili. Buzdili means a person becomes cowardly. So Allah gives the example of the Bani Israel where they became cowardly. And Musa alayhi salam had given them a certain command by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go and fight the Jabbarin. They were not prepared to go because of the cowardliness which had come into their hearts. Other evil qualities which come into a person also is jealousy for other people. So Allah ta'ala mentions the story of Habil and Qabil, two brothers of the sons of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and they wanted to get married. Allah ta'ala told Habil to get married to Qabil's sister, but Qabil became jealous because his sister was more beautiful. So then they were asked to put forward a qurbani. It was accepted from one because he gave some of the best for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other brother gave the most inferior quality thing. It was not accepted from him. So then he became upset. And because of jealousy, he said, I will kill you. And then he actually killed his brother. So ulama say, when a person breaks the pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his mind becomes so weak and so small that even like how animals think, he cannot think like an animal also. Yeah, when he after killing his brother, he didn't know what to do. From the animal, he had to learn how to bury his brother. So this is the effect of breaking pacts and promises and breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person's mind becomes weak, also a person cannot think in the right direction. Anyhow, ulama say that jealousy is such an evil quality. Because of it, the Bani Israel were not prepared to accept the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. They were not prepared to accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And jealousy was the first guna committed in the heavens. The first guna committed in the heavens was because of jealousy, where Shaitan refused to bow down to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the first guna which was committed on the surface of the earth also was due to jealousy, where Qabil killed Habil, his brother, because he was jealous over his brother. So this is a very evil quality, and a person must make a great effort to remove this quality. Otherwise, the person is not even prepared to accept the truth that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, their teachings, etc. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great harms of kufr and disbelief, that if a person has got kufr, and no matter how much he's got in the world, and he wants to give all of that and double of that also to save himself from the azab on the day of Qiyamah, it will never be accepted from him. He will want to come out from the fire of Jahannam, but he will remain there forever and forever and forever. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. The thief, male and female who are stealing, the punishment will be given to them is that their hands will be cut off. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says a person, especially in the matter of qisas and legal punishments, whoever does not follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah uses three severe terms for them. Those who do not judge according to what Allah has revealed, they are kafirs, they are disbelievers. And Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. They are oppressors, they are oppressing themselves, they are oppressing the whole society also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. They are fasiqs, they are open sinners also. Three severe words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used for the people who do not follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One reason for this is the company which a person keeps. So Allah says, do not take the Yahud and Nasara as friends. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. They are friends of one another. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ. Amongst you people, whoever befriends them, فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. He becomes part of them also. And then the great harm of befriending the Yahud and Nasara, becoming having the wrong friends is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ. O people, people of Iman, those who become murtad amongst you people from the deen, who turn away from the deen of Islam. The ulama said that the rub and the connection between these ayat is that the main cause of irtidad and leaving the fold of Islam is company. A person stays in the company of wrong people, immoral people, immodest people, the Yahud and the Nasara. And in today our whole system, the schooling system, where a person so many years he stays in the sohbat and company many times of non-Muslim teachers, and automatically a person is affected by his teacher. Whatever his teacher tells him, he listens sometimes even more than his own parents. So all of these qualities, today we're getting so many people becoming murtad, leaving the fold of Islam, and this is one great reason for it. The television, the media, also the company of a person. A person is all the time with the kuffar and disbelievers in that. The books the person is reading, and then the education system which we have got also, where a person is all the time in the company of the wrong people. So automatically those qualities will come into a person, even if that person doesn't teach him those qualities. But sohbat has an effect upon a person. Al-maru ala dini khalili, falyandur ahadukum ayyu khalil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. So anyhow, Allah says that I'm not in need of you people. If you become a murtad and leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will bring forth such a qawm who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will love him. They will be humble with the believers, but very hard against the kuffar and disbelievers. They will fight and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will not fear the criticism of any person. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah grants it to whomsoever He wants to. Who is your true friend? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Rasul. Those people who have got iman, who are the ones who have got iman, who establish salah, who give zakat, and they are always humble. So a person who befriends Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the people of iman, then remember they are successful, they will be the ones who will eventually be dominant. So a person must be very careful, and we must be careful of irtidad also. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah, he says the opposite of irtidad is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll be safe from irtidad. So this is a quality which we have to bring within ourselves, in our family's lives, our friends, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has the love of Allah ta'ala, then inshallah he'll be safe from irtidad and leaving the fall of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why we should not take the Jews and the Christians as our friends? Because they have made the deen a mock, and they laugh at our deen. So do not take them as bosom friends. Yes, there are certain other aspects regarding, for example, to be courteous towards them, to make their khidmat and their service, to show good akhlaq and character towards them, to do business dealings with them. This is permitted in Islam and other verses of the Quran Sharif. But that bosom friendship, to have close friendship in and out with them, we are attending their weddings with them, always in their houses, keeping that close friendship with them, this is not permitted in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions again at the end of this surah certain evil qualities of the Bani Israel. All of these evil qualities Allah ta'ala mentions, it's a lesson for us that we must not have these qualities within ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nahi and Al-Munkar. Before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the people had held firm unto the Torah and Injil in the past nations, then whatever Allah ta'ala had revealed to them, then Allah would have given them great barakat and blessings. لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. From above them and beneath their feet, Allah would have given them food to eat. Allah would have given them the bounties of this world also, the barakat and blessings of the earth. But unfortunately, when they break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, barakat and blessings and goodness is taken away from the earth, and all the people suffer as a result of this year. Whereas when adl and justice is created, Islamic law is there, then there is a lot of barakat and blessings and goodness in the world. As we hear now in Afghanistan, alhamdulillah, there is a lot of poverty in Afghanistan. But compared to when the others were ruling over it, so much more poverty. And since now there is an Islamic government, there is so much of justice, people are already finding peace and safety, security there. And even the food, alhamdulillah, much more people, the poorer people are getting it. Because the whole system of the kufr and disbelief in the world is that all the food and all whatever there is, Allah has created enough for the whole world. But unfortunately, there is oppression of people, that the rich become richer and richer by the capitalist system, and the poor become poorer and poorer, and they have not nothing at all. And this whole riba in an interest system actually does this here. It makes some people much, much more richer. And when the riba system is taken out, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, then we see in the whole world, there's so much of justice, there's so much of barakat and blessings for every single person. Everyone lives happily. The end also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the evil quality of not making, prohibiting people from evil. The Bani Israel were cursed on the tongue of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is because they committed gunas and sins and they exceeded the bounds. And when there were people who were doing evil, or they themselves were doing evil, still even if a person is doing wrong himself, he must realize it is wrong, and he must tell other people that this action is wrong, even though he's got witness himself, so that it is the quality will come out of himself, come out from himself, and the people will realize what is right and what is wrong. Many, many hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned, that when people will stop commanding right and preventing from evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send such punishments upon you people. You will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the duas will not be accepted. So today in the world, generally, alhamdulillah, there is amr al-ma'roof, commanding towards righteousness. But nahiyan in munkar, prohibiting from evil, and wrong is taking place, and everyone is silent about it. Even in the heart, a person doesn't even make dua, that Allah ta'ala must remove the evil. The biggest evil in the world is kufr and shirk. We walk past people all every day, making kufr, shirk. Do we even feel in our heart that sadness and sorrow? Do we make dua for those people? Allah give them hidayat. And then other evils also taking place. It's the duty of the ulama on a general platform, and for the general people on a khas, on an individual scale, to prohibit evil also when these things wrong taking place is the correct way to do things, but the person should try to stop. Otherwise, when Allah Ta'ala's adab and punishment comes, then actually it will come on those people who had the ability within them that they did not stop people. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال ما من قوم اجتمعوا يذكرون الله لا يريدون بذلك إلا وجهه إلا ناداهم مناد من السماء أن قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جو بھی لوگ اللہ کے ذکر کے لیے مجتمع ہو اور ان کا مقصود صرف اللہ ہی کی رضا ہو تو آسمان سے ایک فرشتہ ندا کرتا ہے کہ تم لوگ بخش دیے گئے اور تمہاری برائیاں نیکیوں سے بدل دی گئیں. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whenever any group of people gather to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, intending nothing but His pleasure, a caller from the heavens proclaims, stand up with all your sins forgiven, your evil has been changed into good deeds.